Welcome. What is your name?
My name is Dave Schreiber.
And where are you from, Dave?
I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh, great. So are you visiting or are you on
staff? I am a guest, yeah. Yeah.
How long have you been here?
We've been here for about a week, and I think this is our fifth time.
Oh, wow.
To visit Holden, yeah.
So how many years have you been coming?
Well, that's part of my story. The first time we came was in 98. In 98. The theme that year was Guide Our Feet, I think. And we had been hearing about Holden kind of forever. My wife, Luann, and I were both graduates of Valparaiso, Indiana, Valparaiso University. And she had heard, actually, of Holden from a young man at the time she dated at Valpo, who's Kit Nagel, who spent lots and lots of time here. You might know James, son, who's been on staff here. So she had always heard about Holden from him, and I'm a pastor, and at my internship congregation at Mount Olive in Minneapolis, there were a bunch of young marrieds at the time. A lot of them were from St. Olaf, and they kept going on and on and on about this Holden Village, this place, and then, oh, you got to go, you got to go. And one of the close friends that we had during that year were John and Connie Marty, who had just come to Minneapolis, and they said, oh, you have to come. You have to come to Holden. Well, that was 81, probably, 80. And we just, you know, we live in the Midwest. It's hard to get here, kind of out of sight, out of mind, and all of that. But I had a sabbatical in 1998. And as I was preparing for it, I was at Valpo Liturgical Institute and mentioned it to Dorothy Bass. And she said, you have to come to Holden Village. It's a wonderful place to begin your sabbatical. And she was the teaching, her and her husband, Mark Schwain, were the teaching staff that year. You have to come, you have to come. And so my story is kind of about the first time we came after hearing about this for years and years and years. At the time then, our daughter Lauren was probably, I think, in junior high. And son Paul was in, I think, fifth grade. And as we explained to them that we wanted to come to this wonderful place that we've heard about for so long, Holden Village, my daughter, who was in junior high at the time, you know, junior high young lady, did the obligatory rolling of the eyebrows, you know, and the eyeballs, and, you know, we have to go to the woods. You know, she was past the camping stage. She was all about being urban. And then, of course, the coup de grace was, and we have to go to church every night. I don't want to go. And there was all this drama about, you know, this is your sabbatical. We were supposed to go someplace fun. I don't want to go to them. And so we came. But the story then is that then I came, by the way, up, I think, 2 weeks early to do reading and stuff. And Luann and the kids came up later. But the kind of the end of the story is that so then when the kids came, and of course they loved it so much, so that the day that we had to leave 2 weeks later, Lauren now was begging us to not take the early boat so that she could spend
two more hours
in Holden Village, and ultimately then even stayed the 2 hours while we took the boat up because we wanted to check out Stehekin. You know, we had to, like, now you have to get on the bus because so we left without her so that she could spend 2 more hours at Holden. And then eventually she ended up being on staff here. She was a lead cook, I think, 3 years ago when she graduated, and spent a good long season here. So, and has been back here, you know, several times as well.
Back here as well?
Yeah, I think this is our fourth or fifth time, I think. Yeah.
So do you have a favorite year that you've been here?
You know, I think because it was so magical the first time, and because also just seeing our kids transformed here, and that year met some Kai and Anders Carlson. I'm blanking on some other names, but they just met.
Yeah.
They just met, you know, a number of people that I think kind of are going to be, you know, basically lifelong friends from that that summer. So I think, yeah, that'd probably have to rank among the top, although every time we've come here has been really special.
So I've been, one of my questions has to do with the sign on the bus that says, "The ride up is free, the ride down is costly." And so far I've asked some kids and gotten some interesting responses to that. So I was
Okay,
wondering
yeah.
if you could give an adult's perspective on what that means to you.
Yeah. I think what I have every time I've come up here brought with me to my vocation, I guess, is a sense of responsibility to a sense of a reinvigorated sense of responsibility to really work on community in my I'm a pastor and to work on community in my parish, but not insular inward community, but community that is then focused outward, you know, into our community. Because that's something that I think that phrase captures is, you know, there's this free sense of coming up here, and obviously, especially if you're from the Midwest, to this place of incredible beauty and experiencing community, but going down the mountain, the kind of costly thing is that it's not just for you, you know, but it's meant to be spent for others, and that, you know, that's always been a should. Kind of, I think, in my mind as a pastor, but it's more of a get to, you know, when you're renewed up here and you really want to, you know, do that when you go back down.
So, are there other ways that you feel Holden has changed how you act as a pastor, or?
Well, I'm not sure if it was just Holden. But that year 98 was the first year that I had a sabbatical. And as part of that year, then I had long thought about having a spiritual director. And so I began that before coming to Holden, but coming to Holden then and having lots of conversations with other folks that first time up here really made that a discipline then in my life and in my ministry. And that has, you know, I've kept that up through these years. And it's always, I think, just kind of reaffirmed up here as having that sense of needing to be accountable to someone else to stay grounded, you know? Yeah.
Is there any particular place in the village that's special to you?
I'm a hiker,
Oh, yeah.
and that's what this place especially, you know, to mean to walk out into Class 5 wilderness, you know, is just spectacular. And I've done some pretty decent hiking before. I did rim to rim to rim the Grand Canyon, and but I don't think there's another place in the world that just so close to the village, and in 10 minutes you can be alone, with not but not alone. You know, I mean, carrying the sense of the presence of God, and you know, and having the rhythm of daily prayer and everything. But then to, and most of the time I guess I do go out alone, because my wife enjoys the crafts and staying in the village, and so I mean, I've been up to Cloudy Pass and Lyman, and Holden is every hike has its. I'm trying to think, do I tell a story of, you know, of which ones were the best? And I really can't. Although I have to say, this time I was really disappointed, even though it's wonderful that the mine remediation is finally happening, that Copper Basin is closed, because that's one of my favorite hikes, and I'll do that usually twice, two or three times even when I'm here, because I can, especially if the mosquitoes are bad at the top, it's just going up and down, you know, and do that rather quickly.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, absolutely.